This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Pepper on it.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
All right, welcome to Big Dummy. I'm
working.
Okay, Justin, men's room poll. You have one. Are you taking B.O., bad breath, constant flatulence, or bad acne?
Flatulence.
Flatulence it is.
You know,
God, that one is just so wet.
It's
gross.
So
that is an elephant fart.
Yeah, that's one of those ones you got to go back and just take an extra wipe.
Yeah, for sure.
Hang on, I got to.
That was my freaking 2-year-old yesterday.
Man, oh man, selling the idea of children to millions.
Yep.
All right. Here is your question. Who wrote the book Moby Dick?
Charles Dickens.
Herman Melville.
Right? Yeah, it was Herman Melville.
Yeah.
Charles Dickens wrote Moby Dick. It's where your brain is, man.
Come on, man.
All right. Your question, a plectrum is the alternative name for what musical instrument tool? A plectrum. I put my plectrum.
Oh, let's see here.
Musical
harp?
A pick.
A pick. I'm talking.
It's right there in the word, boys. Plectrum. He's already kind of plicking it.
I put my plectrum in her palouse, you know what I'm saying?
Why do I quickly go,
Oh, yeah.
Get your picture or what I'm picturing?
Yeah. I'll we'll sign that pick for it later.
A plectrum in the palouse. Sounds like buckwheat. I put my plectrum in the palouse.
Oh,
then we had a baby. Oh, all right. Your question, which former president was the CIA's...
We got the captain here?
I don't know.
Which former president?
Ahoy. It's like Jeopardy, you have to guess celebrity host for a clue.
No.
Which former president was the CIA director from 1976 to 1977?
We were just talking about it.
Yeah, we were.
We were just talking about this dude.
Oh, Reagan?
No.
George Bush.
George Bush.
H.W.
Question for
one who doesn't eat broccoli.
All right. How many people died as a result of the Mount St. Helens eruption in 1980? I can give you an easy clue if you need it. More than that.
Okay.
Sorry, what was the clue? I broke up for a second there.
All right, so the question is, how many people died as a result of the Mount St. Helens eruption in 1980? Would you like a clue?
Sure, why not?
Hines.
Oh, okay. That's gross.
It's a good hint.
I'm not connecting the dots on that.
That's such a bad way to remember.
Oh, man. Heinz commemorates.
Well, it's better than using that A1 technology.
Just ignore that it looks like blood.
Oh, my God.
It's a steak sauce, Justin.
Oh, Heinz.
Four, eight. What?
It's a steak sauce. The number.
Yeah, A1.
No, A1. Not the Jesus. A1. The
Heights 57. 57.
What are you, the Secretary of Education?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Heinz 57 commemorates.
We commemorate.
The 1981.
When's the last time we used Heinz 57 for steak sauce?
It's been a minute.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's what it's for, but...
I put it on a hamburger.
Heinz, there's recipes that call for it, but I can't very be like, excuse me, you got any Heinz 57?
You got any of the 57 back
they
there?
They don't.
Right.
You know
I put
the
that
answer.
On my steak, and then I have a Fig Newton.
Well done, please. I don't like it too squishy.
Actually, it might be made from the same thing.
What's that?
Figs.
Figs.
Oh, yeah, probably. That explains it.
Mm-hmm. That fig sauce.
All right, here's your question. What Star Trek actor is responsible for The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins?
Oh, man.
What?
I just remember that as a kid. We just laughed so much at that song.
Is this guy known for singing?
No.
Okay.
That would not be his forte, I don't believe.
I'm just saying there was a Star Trek actor that did a lot of singing that not a whole lot of people...
That was more...
No, not him. Not
it was
him.
A good
spoken,
singing.
Spoken word.
Yeah, he's definitely more on the spoken word tip.
Will Wheaton?
Will Wheaton.
Not Will Wheaton. Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy.
Just all like right. You picture it.
Justin, question number 6.
This is the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins.
All right, the question. What is the state capital of Vermont?
Ooh, Miles.
You might as well spin that freaking wheel. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Montpelier.
Montpelier.
Question 7.
Question 7, what is the capital of Michigan?
Man, I wish I paid attention in elementary school. I gotta spin it again, man.
Is that Grand Rapids?
Nope.
Lansing?
Ann Arbor.
Lansing.
Good work.
This is question number 8, Justin. Congratulations, you've tied our biggest dummy, James.
Let's go, Justin.
Oh, fantastic. This is my best day ever.
Glad to feel that way. All right, here's your question. How long do rodeo bull and bronco riders have to stay on their mounts?
Is that 10 seconds?
Oh.
8 seconds. You are now officially the biggest dummy, Justin.
Hang on, dummy.
And that means you're done, brother. You're not going to ask any more. You made it.
Nice work.
Congratulations, James. Justin. You have gone down.
Yeah. Down goes James.
Justin steps in with
his big dumb fist.
James had a hell of a run there, though.
He did, man.
He was our biggest dummy for most of the year. Yeah.
What a time.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.